Before we look ahead, take us back to Corvallis and what that event was like and the emotion that you guys had in cinching a spot in this Nationals.
Yeah, it was an incredible weekend. You know, our first competition, you know, I think everybody's a little stressed out that first day. Like, you want to continue to move on, and there's just so much pressure on every team to keep moving forward. But I think our team did a really good job. I know we didn't start off the way we wanted on floor, but they were so steady, and they were just so focused on what we needed to do, and we were able to do enough to continue on to the next round. And then, you know, that final day, I felt like they were like, okay, this is our moment. Like, this is what we've been working all year for. It's finally here and we're ready. And we could just feel it really since the moment they walked into the arena that, you know, it was going to be a good day. You know, you didn't always know what the result was going to be, but they were going to have a great day. And we, like I said, they were just really consistent, very steady all the way through. And we had some amazing performances, and they just had such confidence in themselves from start to finish. It was so exciting.
How have you liked now, as your athletes have responded to get ready now for Nationals, as it's just around the corner?
Oh, they've been doing so well. You know, we tried to give them a few days rest after we got back. You know, competing two meets in a weekend is a lot on the bodies and the mind, and missing so much school. So I think they adjusted really well. We've had a couple really great practices. We had a mock meet here on Saturday that went very well. If we can do that again come Thursday, we'll be very happy with whatever happens. But they just did really well. I feel like they're very ready.
Have you guys as a team and a coaching staff discussed kind of the goals or what you'd like to accomplish in Texas?
Yeah. Yes, we have. We feel like we're in a great session of teams, and we absolutely have the ability to move on to the finals. Every team there is fantastic, and you really have to have a great day to move on. I mean, there is no guarantees for anybody. So everyone's got to have a great day, but we feel like if everybody's got a great day, we are definitely in the mix to keep moving forward.
And if you do that, then you break the all-time top finish, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the current highest finish from any Gopher gymnastics team is 6. So, yeah, that is definitely a goal, is to become the highest finishing team ever in Gopher program history. So,
when you say if everything goes right, so you know how this team's constructed, you know the format, you know who the competition is. Are there specifics that you're looking for from this group, or what has to happen if you are to advance?
Yeah, absolutely. Continuing to hit the routines at the level that we need to. The sticks have to be there. I think all the details have to line up on this final day, and we've been spending a lot of time on them, but that's really what it comes down to. All these top teams, is everyone's going to have to be sticking their landings, hitting their casts, and just being really efficient and on every event. You know, every team has to do the same things moving forward, so that's absolutely what we're looking to do come Thursday.
You mentioned the team's confident. Do you take on, though, kind of the underdog role here, or do you just go in confident saying this is ours to take here?
Well, you know, it's definitely a role that we've embraced in the past. You know, we know that we're not always looked at, you know, as the expected team to move on, you know, but we know what we're capable of. And you know, I think our team has expectations that we can keep moving forward, which I think is all that really matters, is that they believe in themselves enough to keep moving forward.